So my point is, test whatever current church system you're with. And if they claim to be of Jesus, Jesus said we must worship in spirit and truth, right? John 4:24. What if they teach lies?
Well,
like Christmas and Easter.
Right.
Would you keep following them?
If we could ask hypotheticals all day.
But that's not a hypothetical. What's your church body? Do they do that?
Hypothetical as well, though. What did you say? Because hypothetically, you weren't around whenever Protestant Reformation was happening, correct? Catholicism nowadays still follows these ideals.
Are you Roman Catholic?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Roman Catholics were a result of Christianity and paganism.
Good news, how to find eternal life.
So they're
before the Reformation, though. Would you say you would agree with classical Catholicism?
No. But yeah, see, now you use the word Catholicism, then that's where a lot of people get confused. Catholicism, do you know what that word means?
Catholics. Yeah. Following of the Catholic Church.
Yeah, no. Actually, not true.
Really?
Not true. Yeah, the word Catholic means universal.
Really?
So technically, I got to watch when I say this because people see me go, oh, technically I'm Catholic.
Yeah.
What that means is I'm part of the universal body of Christ all around the world. Where it's gone pagan and corrupt is Roman Catholic.
Really?
Yeah. So that's the Roman Catholic Church is a total, corrupt, paganized, unbiblical system. The Catholic system, but I won't use that word because it confuses people, is the universal body of Christ, which would mean all true believers all over the world. So the point is, test everything you believe and what you practice to the Word of God. And it's not hypothetical. God said, keep my ordained ways. Christmas and Easter, Good Friday are not his ordained ways. It's not hypothetical. You don't do those if you're in Christ. Jesus said, or the Bible says, it's his word, Hebrews 5:9, he made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. So if you're not obeying God, it's not the fruit you have God. It's not the fruit you have the truth of God. You're outside of the truth of God. That make sense?
Sure.
Yeah. So my encouragement to you, and that's what my website's designed to do for free. I don't take people's money. I retired early to travel full-time and do this. We go to festivals. We go to religious bodies. We go on the street all over America to remind Americans that this is the broad road to Satan. This is Satan's kingdom. The other kingdom is the kingdom in Christ. He said, repent and seek the kingdom of God. So if people come and entertain themselves and follow the culture, sports, movies, entertainment, politics, that's the kingdom of Satan, not the kingdom of God.
I don't want to argue, but I would say that this more so would be glorifying the kingdom of Satan. Because you're giving an audience a place where it's clearly
enemy.
On a given day. I would say like this.
Oh, not glorifying Satan? I'm preaching the word of God and glorifying Satan? Oh, no. Jesus said, go into the world, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey. How can I be glorifying Satan? The only way I'm glorifying Satan is if I would be lying to people, teaching untruth like the Roman Catholics and the modern pastors do. So I'm teaching the truth. Unless you can email me and show me where I'm not teaching the truth, I'm not doing Satan's work. I'm doing God's work. And Jesus said, go. The word preach, do you know what it means? What does it mean?
So we don't hate anybody.
Close. Yeah. You're getting closer. It's a public crier. So when they tell me, oh, you shouldn't preach like this. Jesus was a street preacher. He sat on a mountain. John the Baptist was a street preacher. Paul went to the marketplaces and preached. So this is preaching. Sitting behind a wooden box on Sunday is not preaching. You're sitting to people that already confess Christ. You should be making disciples there. This is going out and preaching the gospel, trying to call people to Christ.
Well, whenever the United States is 70% Christian or that follows Christianity, is it really a big thing coming out to an area like this where 70% of us are following that faith?
Oh, absolutely. It's critical. Jesus, who did he rebuke worse? The Pharisees that were following Judaism.
Right.
So the Americans are following false Christianity. They were following a form of Judaism, and they were starting to bend it, adding man-made traditions. Jesus called them out. The exact people we're supposed to call out, are the religious people, because the wrath is going to be hotter for you people that claim Christ but don't live biblically holy and lose your life. It's going to be hotter. Jesus said the greater judgment is going to be on the Pharisees because of their religious hypocrisy. So it absolutely is important. The prophets, I'm not a prophet, but I do a prophet's job. I go into a nation that claims God. The prophets went into Israel that claim God, calling them to repentance, lifting up the truth, calling them to turn from their ways. And I'm hated and they'd love to kill me. I almost got arrested by the police chief here doing this. And I said, I have First Amendment rights to do this. Because it's a body cam. It's for safety. Because people lie. You could walk away and say, hey, he's threatening to punch me. So I have it. Test yourself to the word of God and truly love God if you're born of God. The gospel, quickly. Jesus Christ comes into the world and sheds his blood.
there's tons of lies.
He rises again to defeat death and show us God's kingdom. You must place your faith in his perfect work. He's the only way. And his first ministry words were repent. Repent means change your mind, change your ways. I had to do that. I was a worldly man. I was a fighter. I was a hunter, fisher, businessman, worldly, carnal, wicked, fornicator, blasphemer, you name it. You must repent and change your mind. When God sees a person willing to repent of all their sin in the world and the most wicked, you'll be born again by the Spirit of God. When you're born again by the Spirit of God, you don't have much hope. You pray in holiness and obedience. You test all things. And then, wait, hold the last part. Then the Bible says you must endure.
That's how my whole family was. And I thought, how could a holy God who died and shed his blood? Every day, it didn't compute to me. So as I grew, I got the gospel. They lied to me. They said the Bible was just a history book.
You don't get salvation by...
It's the word of God made flesh. Christ came in the flesh.
You get salvation by repenting in Christ and his word, being born of God. Holiness and obedience marks your life.
I'm going to apologize because I know I sound very mocking when I ask questions. I promise I'm not. I just struggle with temptation.
Christianity being modernized implies that it's
corrupt. Of things I very much
because it leaves
with,
the word and the truth
like
of God.
Listening to
so it's corrupt.
How
does it leave it? I told you, pagan holidays, worldliness, false gospels, what more do we need? And the Bible actually predicts in the last days in 2 Timothy 2, Paul says there'll come a day when people will love their lives more than the truth of God. They'll have itchy ears. They love pleasure more than they love God.
Well, my explains that me, you can't be a gay Christian anymore than you could be a drunk Christian or a murderous Christian or a lying Christian or a thieving Christian. I mean, you're either born again and washed and you're a total Christian and repent of all that, or you're still of the world and you're just taking Christ's name. Be very careful of that. I'm here for you. And no, we're not those kind of people that hate gay people or whatever, because it's no different than any. I had a young woman ask me, she said, what do you think of gay people? And I said, I'm not really sure what you mean, but do you mean, what do we think of them as a people? And she said, yeah. I said, we love everybody. It doesn't matter what sin you do. I've done them all, except for murder. I'm being literal about this. You can repent of that just like you can repent of anything. God doesn't create people like that. And so I love your soul. And I say, I'm glad that you came up here to talk.
But you can't just take Christ's name and stick it on yourself and then say, well, I disagree with this and that. You have to have a truth, right? And I told you, the Bible is the truth. To test what you believe against the scriptures, you're going to find out that you're not lining up in some areas. You need to get it in alignment. And how do you do that? You can't do it in the flesh. You have to do it with the spirit. You have to go to God with a willing heart to repent of all things. That means losing your life. It means turning from who you used to be all for Christ. I did. I lost my family. I lost my children who were grown and gone before I was born again. We lost everything. We sold everything we had to come out here on the streets because we love everybody, and you guys too. And let me tell you this. You get street preachers out there screaming homos and faggots and stuff. They're not born of the Spirit if they're doing that. They're either in rebellion or they're not born of the Spirit.
I believe no one has the right to judge in the place of God. That's God's job.
The Bible does say in Matthew 7 to judge rightly. So what we do is if somebody calls themselves a Christian and they claim to have the Holy Spirit in them, we're going to judge them according to the Word of God. You're not going to judge your heart and say whether you're going to heaven or not. But your fruit and the evidence of your life is going to show it. You're going to live a holy, separated, called out life, like I was talking to you about, like Israel. They look different, they act different. If you're truly a child of God and you truly love Him, you've got to be willing to lose everything. Die to yourself. Jesus said you have to lose your life to find it in Him. Because death is coming for us all. It doesn't matter what we think, what we believe, what the pastor says. Say, people are deceived. It's what the Word of God says, and if you don't line up with it, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven, and you're going to hear, away from me, I never knew you, the worker of iniquity, and I don't want that for you. And that's why we're out here. The police tried to throw us off. They were being very partial and wicked because they don't love the truth of God. But yet you two stand here and listen. How is that?
Sure,
there must be something within you.
Is it truth that could really come down to perception?
Oh, no, absolutely not. The book of Peter says there's no private interpretation. It is what it is. It says what it says. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can read it. A lot of people say that, but they don't have any scripture verses that are really obscure and hard to understand. Do you have some that are confusing to you that could be perceived?
Well, no, I just personally believe there's a lot of contradictions in on what you read.
Like what?
Well, I had an example when I was talking to my parents. Give me a second. This was a conversation from a while ago.
Well, that's okay. You know what? Our email is on there. Seriously, we'd love to hear from you. We're out here to help, not to, like, make people upset or anything or to cause a big scene like people think. It ain't about us. It's about Christ. When I leave, I want you to forget what I look like. But don't forget what the Word of God says. We're not that I care. You know, this ain't about us. And yeah, we do put stuff on the internet. We put audios, we put videos, we put teachings. I edify sisters all over the world. We pack the internet full of the truth of God. For people who might go, well, I'm not really sure what they said was true, they dig in the scriptures, they might go look and see what we said, and let the Spirit of God work within you. So, shed the notion that it's what you think or what you feel. Test it to the Word of God, and if you have opposing scriptures, send them to us, and we'd be happy to help you with that. Be careful. Just because your grandparents started a church, a lot of people get swept away in that. Well, they got like this loyalty and this partiality to it. Maybe they must be right because if they're wrong, wow, what's their end? You know,
we're just trying to preserve the church because, you know, there's been a lot of history there. We're just trying to preserve it.
Okay, but history, if it's not the truth, is just going to be burned up. You know, Christ is coming back to destroy all that. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-9 says he's going to destroy everybody with flaming fire and vengeance.